So for this private group, my suggestion is, I think what you have there is really good news about the development of your new project. And if you just want to, this will be a week now after the main show for the private group in a non-censored environment that is aware of a lot of this kind of stuff and is very, you know, much taking responsibility for their own health. And, but in case something unforeseen comes up and you need a doctor or a hospital, this is such incredibly great news that there will be one to go to that probably is not even going to kill you. I mean, it's just really different.
It is really different. I'm excited about the opportunity to get people involved and to change the dialogue of the doctor-patient relationship from one of you're the patient, do what the doctor says, the doctor knows best, to an environment where you're a patient and you've hired a doctor to be a partner to help guide you and give you feedback on what you can do to be a healthier and live a better lifestyle. And the dynamic will change the more people start to ask questions about what they can do or what part they can own in their own health.
Exactly. And you're going to start by focusing on the respiratory issue, which is perfect, not just because Dr. Tenpenny knows a lot about it, but because there is some, I talked to her about this a few days ago, some kind of a bioweapon circulating. There's no indication that it's a virus at all. We agree on that between myself and Dr. Tenpenny, but it is something. And it's been causing this particular syndrome where people's lungs work fine, but they don't get oxygen. There's a problem with the interface where the blood comes into the lungs. And people are going to the hospital with that. And the hospitals are being told through the insurance companies that you have to destroy their kidneys first with remdesivir, which costs a lot of money too that the hospital gets. And then the second thing is you have to put them on a ventilator. And when they die and they're diagnosed with COVID, you get $50,000 to $100,000 extra.
Right. So
current system.
In a lot of scenarios where the government is involved in any capacity, the question with what's wrong here is answered best by following the money. And when you look at hospital groups that are giving huge financial percentages of their annual income to pharmaceutical and insurance companies, pharmaceutical and insurance companies are donating at record levels to people who are passing laws and through lobbyists and people that are going to Congress to their reelection campaigns.
They're so philanthropic. It's amazing.
Yeah. It feels like a giant money laundering system.
Yeah.
And I really do expect to find out any day now whose brother-in-law was in charge of putting together this vaccine to push it out, or whose son or stepson or son or stepdaughter or somewhere was the person that helped orchestrate what's going on. And it's not lost on me that the natural treatments, or while we're still in an exploratory phase with these vaccines, wouldn't it make sense if we chose one particular part of the country and did a true study on who's vaccinated and who's not and what their experiences are?
You know, you're talking about real research.
Well, I am talking about real
super,
research.
Super exciting. It's actually research that's not to prove that a drug that will kill you is good for you, which is the current research.
Well, traveling with Dr. Tenpenny and interacting with people at different events where people aren't vaccinated and they share their personal stories of family members who are.
Right.
And I've experienced it in my own family. I've got some relatives that have taken these vaccines and they've been sick repeatedly with issues, and they've been in the hospital with COVID multiple times. And I've had the sniffles.
Right, exactly. You know, a lot of the research that you're talking about doing is zero risk because it's what they call retrospective. In other words, you're studying groups that already have the data, pro and con, different groups. And there's one project that was done like that, that you guys may know about already, in California, called the Control Group Project. Are you aware of that?
I've heard. I don't know a lot of the details. And I heard of that because an individual on a local military installation, they went together and wrote a suggestion and sent it in to the DOD and asked to not be vaccinated so they could be part of a controlled study group with them pushing the vaccines. And of course, they were denied.
No, they wouldn't do that.
A few of them have chosen to leave employment and go and, you know, do their own thing because they were either placed in their career where they just, they weren't going to do it. And a few of them have continued to fight through lawsuits and right. They're hanging in there. So I know that there are people out there that are standing up to and standing up against all of these mandates with the vaccines and the masks, but giving people an option to find medical care outside of that narrative is really important to us. And I will tell you, I can't imagine going to a doctor and knowing that there is a treatment available, whether it's hydroxychloroquine or
ivermectin,
any scenario where there's something that would give me a possibility of treatment, but a doctor is not able to write a prescription or to treat me that way because the administration is prohibiting. And
that's the rule now all across the country and most of the world.
We have a very specific case of a doctor that was in an argument with her administration and the board about ivermectin. Huh. And she made a list of all the scientific studies where it was proven effective, and she made a list of the scientific information of how this could help.
So she got fired?
Well, she didn't get fired. She got told, we don't care about the science. It is our policy that we are not doing that. So she was given a choice to either discontinue what she was doing per policy or resign and choose her own path. Right. And I'll leave a pin on that story because it's still ongoing right now. But I will tell you that the information is out there. The science is real, that there are different options. And
most people need to not resign.
Well, because I agree.
If they let themselves get fired, they have legal recourse.
Absolutely. The number of people that I have encouraged to just stay and follow your conscience and do what you need to do. Yeah. The number of family members that have reached out to me and asked for information and insight on treatment or doctors, or they've got a loved one that is in a hospital somewhere that's on a ventilator and they're asking a doctor for a particular type of treatment and the doctor's saying, no, I can't. And I'm telling them, you need to get this in writing. You need to start communicating just an email, or you need to carry a camera with you everywhere you go because you have the right to do that. And you need to get an attorney and seek an injunction right now. And if you have to get a restraining order against a hospital that says that you can do what you need to do, you got to do it
before they kill you with the ventilator.
Absolutely.
One of the main experts in the country is a retired nurse named Michelle Roughton. That's been on the show multiple times. And she is starting a group with what they call hospital advocates that can go in and they know legally what to do to stop that in its tracks. And it's quick. And there are ways to present them with legal options where they realize they've been caught and they have to back off rather than get charged with crimes.
Well, I had an incident in one of our local hospitals where a person went into the hospital, was admitted, and the family members were asking for one particular type of treatment, and they were told, no, the hospital policy wouldn't allow them to do that, and then that person passed. And now they're looking at filing a lawsuit for wrongful death and trying to challenge the information that is being put out. And the hospital is, I'll just say they're not really playing nice. They're making it really awkward.
I know, they're criminal organizations.
It is. And I never thought we'd live in a time, you and I started the conversation with this today, I never thought we'd live in a time where we'd have to start conversations with disclaimers about censorship or with disclaimers about what someone is or what someone isn't doing for the good versus the we're just doing our job crowd.
Yeah. You know, we really need more time to talk because what you're bringing up is central to this and so much else that's happening in the world. It's with the only reason that money can be used to effectively control the population like it is now is that people are willing to do anything for money.
Absolutely.
To get their job. I mean, they'll kill people. The Milgram experiment showed that.
Yes. And it's funny that you mentioned that experiment. We talked about that this weekend and the impact where people feel like they've been given a sense of entitlement or a sense of empowerment. And if they're on the side of right, they can do anything. Well,
if the person has a white coat, you have to obey them. I mean, and if they have a stethoscope, like, forget it. You know, it doesn't even matter about the coat anymore.
We're breaking that paradigm, and we're going to do that with the Tenpenny Alliance. And if people will just support us by making donations or by writing a check and sending it to us, we're going to put that money to good use. And this model will work. We've proven
That's breaking the paradigm for donors.
It absolutely
because now,
is.
Now people have to think return on investment includes satisfaction and wisdom and helping the future of the world.
Making a difference, not for just myself, but for generations to come.
And it's for you too, because it immediately makes you feel better.
Absolutely. I'm willing to come back. I'm regular to do what we can to keep people updated on where we are in the process, because I think people get excited. I'm really excited about getting enough money to put money down to make a purchase and to hopefully start our first building. And that'll be a huge cornerstone moment for us to be able to launch.
I thought what I should do is add a function to what we're presenting and be like the billionaire consultant or counselor and say, if you're a friendly billionaire, not asking you to help us necessarily at all, just here are some things that are really worthwhile and time sensitive, and you should put your money in there. And I'll tell them why. And yours is one of those that I would do.
Thank you, Richard. I think it's a worthy cause. Working in nonprofits for the last 22 years, specifically in blood banks, I would be in public and somebody would come up and say, I can't get blood. And I always felt a little bit let down, a little wind taken out of my sails, but they usually put it right back because they would tell me, you know, I've got family that donate and I know that you're out here doing the things you do. And then they'll share a personal story about a family member that's alive today because of a blood donation. Those are very satisfying. Well, this is a very different venue for me because unlike blood donation, everybody in their life may not ever need a blood donation. Every one of us need to take care of ourselves. We need to be healthy. We need to be self-conscious about the decisions we make.
Yeah.
And we're all going to breathe. So respiratory infections and respiratory care is going to matter forevermore to every one of us.
And the more you learn about taking care of your body, the less those infections will even happen.
Yes, sir.
Right. So people like Sherry can teach it.
Absolutely.
The control group project that I mentioned did a retrospective study where they looked at the few people remaining that had never had vaccines of any kind. Because they're all fraudulent. I went back to Jenner and everybody after that, and there's never been evidence that they prevented diseases at all. But they've done a lot of harm. And so the control group project lady did a retrospective study and a survey and got the data back from those remaining people that had never been vaccinated. And in every disease category, there was a massive difference from what's considered normal. It was really interesting. And at some point, maybe that'll be relevant for you guys.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. I learn something new almost every day. And every time somebody drops a nugget and it's information or knowledge, I try to put that away so that I can. I've spent more time reading and studying about this over the last few months than I ever dreamed would be possible. And I love it because the more I can know, the easier it is for me to tout our ability to help others and the easier it is for us to really, truly make a difference.
Yeah. And if we all help each other, you know, with all this stuff, that's the most selfish, wise thing you can do because we're all helping ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Good luck with the rest of the day.
Thanks, Darren.
Doug, you guys have a great week. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.